Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Zustimmen is to agree. Zustimmen, to agree. How would you say I agree? Ich stimme zu. You see, it's a separable verb. Zu is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich stimme zu. How would you say I agree with you? Ich stimme dir zu. You see, we are using dir, just one word, for saying with you. To say with you, we say dir. Dir is a dative pronoun. Why do we use a dative pronoun? Because zustimmen is a dative verb. It triggers dative endings in pronouns. And this idea here of with you is expressed in dir. Dir means here with you. Ich stimme dir zu. I agree with you. You see, zu is also kicked to the end. The dir comes before. Ich stimme dir zu. How would you say I don't agree with you? Ich stimme dir nicht zu. You see, in German we say, I agree with you not. Ich stimme dir nicht zu. We don't have this du or das. Ich stimme dir nicht zu. And here again, the zu is kicked to the end. How would you say, I agree with you, sir? Ich stimme Ihnen zu. You see, Ihnen is the formal way of saying with you, sir or madam. So with you in a formal way. Ihnen. It's also capitalized with a capital I. Ihnen. It's the dative pronoun to express here with you, sir or madam. Ich stimme Ihnen zu. How would you say I don't agree with you, sir or madam? Ich stimme Ihnen nicht zu. How would you say I agree with the matter? Ich stimme der Sache zu. So Sache, actually die Sache, is one way to express the matter. Die Sache. Actually it's die Sache. But as we said before, zustimmen is a dative verb. So it triggers dative pronouns, as seen before, or here dative articles. Die Sache is female. The dative female article is der. So we say, ich stimme der Sache zu. I agree with the matter. So in German, we just say der Sache, and it's clear for us that it means with the matter. So in German, you can say it this way. The case includes the with. We don't need to say with or add a with in German. When we say der and it's dative, it's included. So with the matter, der Sache. I agree with the matter. Ich stimme der Sache zu. How would you say I don't agree with the matter? Ich stimme der Sache nicht zu. How would you say, I agree with your matter? Ich stimme deiner Sache zu. You see, deiner, we carry on the same ending, er, der Sache, with er, der, meiner, deiner. Deiner, with er also. Ich stimme deiner Sache zu. How would you say I agree with your matter, sir or madam? Ich stimme ihrer Sache zu. Ira is the formal way of saying you. So your matter, sir or madam. Ira Sache. Since it is formal, also capitalize with a capital I. Ich stimme Ihrer Sache zu. How would you say, unfortunately, I don't agree with your matter, sir? Leider stimme ich Ihrer Sache nicht zu. Leider, unfortunately. Keep in mind, leider stimme ich. Since you're starting with leider, you have to follow up at the second position with a verb. Leider stimme ich. Unfortunately, agree I, we say in German. Leider stimme ich ihrer Sache nicht zu. How would you say, unfortunately, I don't agree with your opinion, madam? Leider stimme ich ihrer Meinung nicht zu. Ihrer Meinung, with your opinion. Die Meinung is the opinion. Leider stimme ich ihrer Meinung nicht zu. How would you say, unfortunately, I don't agree with your argumentation, sir? Leider stimme ich Ihrer Argumentation nicht zu. Die Argumentation, the argumentation, the argument. How would you say, do you agree with my argumentation? Stimmst du meiner Argumentation zu? How would you say, do you agree with my opinion? Stimmst du meiner Meinung zu? How would you say, do you agree with my matter? Stimmst du meiner Sache zu? You see, in all these questions, yes, no questions, where in English you start with do you, we start with a verb. Stimmst du, agree you? With my argumentation? Stimmst du meiner Argumentation zu? How would you say in the past, I've agreed? Ich habe zugestimmt. Zugestimmt is the participle. Since it is separable, the G slips in between. Zugestimmt. One word. Zugestimmt. Ich habe zugestimmt, I have agreed. How would you say, why did you agree? Warum hast du zugestimmt? How would you say, why didn't you agree? Warum hast du nicht zugestimmt? You see, zugestimmt, the second part of the verb here, the second verb, is kicked to the very end. Warum hast du nicht zugestimmt? How would you say, why didn't you agree with my argumentation? Warum hast du meiner Argumentation nicht zugestimmt? How would you say, why didn't you agree with my opinion? Warum hast du meiner Meinung nicht zugestimmt? How would you say, why didn't you agree with my matter? Warum hast du meiner Sache nicht zugestimmt? Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb wählen, to choose. Wählen, to choose. Like when you choose an option. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.